Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back, Nation. Segment is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. It's time now for a little college football micro segment. Here's Wolchuk.
Wow, what a game it was in the Big House. All of college football was watching it at 11 o'clock. Number 3, Texas, going to take on Derek Collins, Michigan Wolverines, the defending national champions. And this one was pretty much over at halftime. Texas wins big, 31-12. Quinn Ewers, 3 touchdowns, 246 yards. The Texas defense came to play. And really a big takeaway for me was, I just think, and I know we got a lot of Michigan fans that listen, because anytime that maybe I haven't very highly of them, they've certainly let me know about it. But I just think this run's kind of done now for the Wolverines. I don't think Sharon Moore is a legitimate college football head coach. Now you don't have anybody at quarterback. I don't think either of these guys are going to be the answer for you. You graduated so much talent. Maybe they end up hiring somebody else and you know, Jim Harbaugh's run, you're able to bring that back. But it kind of seems like this is going to be a difficult season for Michigan. Penn State might finally be able to beat them this year. That's a team they've owned as of late. I think the Nittany Lions are now better. Texas moving up to number 2 in the AP Top 25 poll behind Georgia at 1. The Buckeyes at 3. Alabama at 4. And Ole Miss at 5. But a huge win going on the road in a tough environment for Quinn Ewers in Texas. And covering the spread as well.
Yeah, amazing. And I feel like there's just some leadership structures that you do not recover from losing. And I think that's the new reality for Michigan now. It sucks to be there. It's great to be UT that they're back. It might take even longer for Michigan to return to this perch if they ever get back here.
Yeah, I mean, it's impressive because Michigan is like the trench type of team. Like, hey, we can bully you a little bit. We can push you around. And Texas was able to just totally.
And I wondered, right, because they graduated T. Sweat and Byron Murphy, and they lost some of their big bodies in the middle. And I thought, well, if Michigan's got a chance, they'll run the football on them. They couldn't run the football.
No, and I saw this from the College Football Report. Quinn Ewers left Ohio State over 2 years ago and beat Michigan before they did.
Wow. Man.
Take that, Ryan Day.
Yeah, great weekend for Texas. Not a good weekend for Notre Dame. Right off of their win over the Aggies at Kyle Field, they lose to Northern Illinois 16-14. A tough loss for the Fighting Irish, who are the fifth-ranked team in the country. And a historic win for Northern Illinois, as it's their first win ever against a top five team in team history. Absolutely crazy. So congratulations, Northern Illinois, and some action. But it just goes to show you, like I asked Danny Cannell about this last week, A&M, Notre Dame, I get it. Two big-time fan bases, big-time programs. They're frauds. It's the Pretender Bowl when those two teams get together. It's kind of how I'm feeling, about the Cowboys in the playoffs now. It's like, I'm going to hope, I'm going to dream, I'm going to be optimistic, but until they actually do it, I don't think I can put my money on it. Can't do it when it comes to A&M or Notre Dame either. I got to see it to believe it with those two programs now.
Yeah, fair enough, dude. $1.4 million just to lose at home.
Terrible.
It's always funny. And then
we had the Mike Leach Bowl with Tech and Washington State, and I was watching this with my brother-in-law, who is a Texas Tech beat writer and proud Texas Tech alum, and that was a bleep show. The Red Raiders got destroyed, and now our North Texas, Mean Green Eric, are going to Lubbock on Saturday. They got a shot to win. Mean Green can maybe pull an upset. I mean, I was saying this to Ben, my brother-in-law, and he's like, no, it's not going to happen. Chandler Morris, North Texas can play offense now. That Tech defense looked terrible, and their quarterback looks absolutely atrocious. I don't know that it's going to happen, but it gives me vibes when North Texas went to Fayetteville a few years ago and was able to upset the Hogs. I think it's kind of coming into fruition here where the things are kind of lining up well.
You just hate to see it for our guy, Joey McGuire, one of the most liked coaches, but struggling out there apparently, huh?
Man, they looked bad the week before against Abilene Christian, right?
Yeah, they won by a point in overtime.
Yeah, so there's some things going on there at Tech that and you're right about Joey, great guy.
I know, I'm rooting for him.
I hope this week. Yeah, this week I guess for you guys.
I did want to get to Bill Obuchian, the new head coach there at Boston College. Got a big win last week in the opener, got another win this weekend. But ESPN had written a story about how he was pregame Obuchian showing his team other sub FBS programs and FCS programs playing and the higher ranked team losing that shouldn't lose. And afterwards took issue to the report and really was just brutally honest on the stand.
On the TV broadcast, they mentioned that you showed clips of FBS teams beating FCS teams pretty handedly.
I never showed one clip.
Okay, yes.
Not one time. I don't know where they got that from. They didn't get it from me.
Interesting, okay.
Yeah, you'll always get the truth from me.
That's why I wanted to ask.
Guys about FBS.
They said that on the TV.
I'll be honest with you. I don't know the difference between FBS, FCS, NCIS, CIA. I have no idea. I just know that Duquesne is a tough football team, and we had to be ready to play them. And I never showed one clip of any of that. Never.
Coach.
Can't believe nobody told him that it wasn't Duquesne, it's Duquesne.
Right, dude?
Whatever. But I did like him being honest and saying he doesn't know the difference, because quite frankly, neither do I. I don't know what the hell all these subdivision things are.
Well, as a former PA announcer for FCS Portland State University Vikings, I understand, because they're easily unconsidered. But I think nobody cares. Like, why is he getting defensive? I never showed any clips.
No. It's not a big deal if you did, Coach. But you're always getting the truth from him. Always getting the truth from Coach Bill Obuchian. Finally, in the micro seg, bad news for Florida State continues. Their tailback, Jalen Lucas, is going to miss the remainder of the season. And the Gators, what the hell were you doing? Not only did you give Graham Mertz, who can't play, the number 15, which was Tim Tebow's number, and that's disgraceful. They switched. They go to the true freshman, DJ Lagway, and he was incredible. Record-setting day, 456 passing yards, most in a single game by a Florida freshman quarterback in the history of that program. Maybe all of a season things are turning around there in Gainesville.
They're turning around big time. Thank you, Wolchuk. And Friday at this time, great news. Wolchuk and Broadus will be in the midst of a bet payoff.
Yeah.
Big swing and a miss on Cincinnati versus New England. Tried to talk you guys out of it.
Sure did.
But you cockily. Into it.
You did. And I didn't believe a damn word you said. You were like, open the Cincinnati, a team. Yeah, I think there's some things you need to be concerned about. And I just basically said, no, Dawson. That's not true.
They stink in week ones.
Yeah.
Never again.
Do watch more football, so I can understand your confidence.
I don't know about that, yeah.
But I'm going to enjoy your tears on Friday, paying off a bet, and I heard the little Nitro Gummies calling you.
I might do that.
It's time to go into the Ooh. Pimp Cup. Here's Lucius, the G-Bag of the Day.
Let's go. All right, so how many days is this right here for Sandler's call-in? And checking.
You're going for immortality, Lucius.
I believe this is three looking for... Oh, this is four looking for five.
Looking for five right here.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's get it started. Jared Sandler, our Texas Rangers insider for The Fan and a quality broadcaster and a damn star.
He's all right.
Okay, look at you hating already. He called into the G-Bag Nation sometime last week, maybe the week before that. I don't know. I'm an adult and all the days run together. I don't know. I really don't.
Seemed like yesterday I was 25 years old.
Yeah, I have no idea. But yeah, he called in and had some smoke for Dawson.
Oh, we got Jared.
I think he got a little
Jared.
Smoke.
Oh, he wants to get spicy.
Dawson, yeah.
Oh, this is perfect. Wait, so this is true or far true? Jared's here.
I think Buffalo might be the sixth or seventh wild card team as Jared Sandler joins us now to protect his guy, Jack Leiter.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I have been corrected. Was good yesterday, giving up one run per inning pitch. Jared, good afternoon. How you doing?
Yeah, no. I was listening because I love you guys. And Dawson, I heard you the other day when you were very passive aggressive with Broadus. I know how you can be. I heard the drive-by shot there. That's cool. I was just trying to help you via text. Not sound like a total.
Okay, so you say you're trying to help me via text, Jared. This is not how you address somebody via text in the middle of a segment. Be honest. Did you watch the game? Suggesting that I was dishonest, that's where you got sideways with me, Jared, just so you know.
But did you watch the game?
No, I didn't.
Okay. So
I saw his numbers. I saw his numbers.
I understand that.
Okay.
But I was just trying to help you out, because if you watch the game, then it would be a different approach.
What a friend, just trying to help me not sound like a dip ass.
Yeah.
Screw you, goodbye. Appreciate that.
Here's how it ended.
Is even one of the top Rangers prospects anymore as the number two overall pick? I guess that's my bad for having expectations too high on a guy.
No, Gavin, you're spinning this because you don't know how else to combat me other than by playing the, oh, I guess it's my bad. You're not listening to anything I'm saying, though.
Okay, that's like, the second it. Insult you've given me in the last 30 minutes. Screw you, Jared. Goodbye. Bye. There it is.
Like, I get goodbye. It. I get it.
I get it. I totally understand how you're such an idiot.
That last part has not gotten old, man. That's amazing.
Oh, like, I totally get it, bro. Let's see here. All right.
Well, thanks, Jared, for the great content.
This is going for number five, huh?
Hell yeah. Worthy champion.
All right. Yeah.
Yeah, so much. Last Friday, when we left, I would play some Michael K. audio for you.
Yes.
Yes Network.
Yeah.
He was accused of gaslighting.
He was.
And so, you know, he took heed to that when got on the microphone and said, I didn't gaslight anybody. What do you mean? Yeah.
Good.
Because, like Jared Sandler, Michael K. is about to smoke, too. He will come and address you about whatever the heck is going on.
Yeah, he will.
He got a little, I guess you call it uncomfortable.
Mm.
Doing a little play-by-play on the Yes Network. John Flattery, I believe his name is. Am I saying his name right?
Yes, you are.
Okay.
Flattery, yeah. Actually.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. I was about to say.
Yeah. Flattery. I'm circuiting there for a moment, Lucius. I apologize.
No, it's all good, dog. Yeah, they're just hashing it out on air.
But I just had a lot of time to think on the team bus today because it was just very quiet.
So you'd rather me be chatty? I wasn't feeling great.
I haven't seen you in a long time, right? You don't work road trips anymore when I'm on the road. So I thought we would catch up, but it quickly was evident that you weren't in the mood. So I gathered my thoughts about how it would be nice to live close to Wrigley, walk back and forth to the park.
Interesting narrative that you're putting together. Because I've been told by executives that you prefer to work with Rucco. That's why you two guys are matched up all the time.
Wow.
I mean, that's just what I heard. I don't know.
I just put it together that the road trips you don't want to go on, that I end up working with Ryan Rucco because we're willing to work the games on the road.
Ground ball to short.
Yeah. Wow.
Listen, John, I don't pick out my schedule. I go where I'm told.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I love it.
This is going.
What a layout.
Somebody sell hot dogs, please.
I'll be very chatty tomorrow.
No, I just want to make sure that you're okay. I was a little worried about you.
Just want to make sure you're okay, pal. Yeah.
Wow.
No. It's no problem. I just want to make sure you're all right. No. It's not wrong.
Catty today, chatty tomorrow.
It's very uncomfortable.
I love it.
Something tells me we might not hear those guys working together again.
Hey, we got to find out who that executive is out there stirring dissension between the broadcast and crews.
Yeah.
That's pretty nasty. It's always the guys in the crews. It's never really the guy. It's always the guys next to the crews that hype everything up.
Yeah. Flaherty doesn't even like you. He likes working with Rucco.
He's trying to avoid working with you on the road.
Rucco does sound kind of like a badass.
Let's see right here. Dee-bee-dee-bee-dee-ba-dee-ba-dee-ba-dee-ba-dee-ba-dee-ba-dee-ba-dee-ba-dee-ba-dee-ba-dee-ba-dee-ba-dee-ba-dee-ba-dee-ba-dee-ba-dee-ba-dee-ba-dee-ba-dee-ba-dee-ba-dee-ba-dee-ba-dee-ba-dee-ba-dee-ba-dee-ba-dee-ba-dee-ba-dee-ba-dee-ba-dee-ba-dee-ba-dee-ba-dee-ba-dee-ba-dee-ba-dee-ba-dee-ba-dee-ba-dee-ba-dee-ba-dee-ba-dee-ba-dee-ba-dee-ba-dee-ba-dee-ba-dee-ba-dee-ba-dee-ba-dee-ba-dee-ba-dee-ba-dee-ba-dee-ba-dee-ba-dee-ba-dee-ba-dee-ba-dee-ba-dee-ba your blessings. Shout out to my doctor, Pastor Freddie Haynes, and Reverend Ike. Listen to this pastor right here struggle with a wood.
Mr. Julian Williams, family tributes.
What'd you say?
Take your time.
Please do.
Tribute.
Oh, here we come. Save the day, organist.
You know what I'm trying to say.
No, I still don't.
Really not sure.
I still don't. 100% still don't.
True, don't get true again.
True bits.
Yeah, you truly can't get true again. Now watch this swing. Let's see what else we got for you boys.
That was good.
Yeah.
I love when the organist always jumps in.
That organist, he was being like, real petty right there at that moment.
They're on point.
Yeah, that was being real petty.
True bit.
Here we go.
The drama.
Like you're not going to come up with it.
And moving on.
Sounds like a great brand of some drill bits, though. Like the True Bits.
True Bits.
True Bits. Yeah. Like that.
Never fail, yo.
True Bits. Jonathan Owens scored a touchdown yesterday.
Yeah, oh, Mr. Simone Biles.
That, you know, it's pretty disrespectful, bro.
Stonehouse with pressure. A block.
It's scooped up by the Bears. Back the other way. Jonathan Owens. Touchdown, Chicago. Mr. Biles getting in there.
Oh, that's disrespectful. No.
Wow. I honestly did not know that the call said that as
it's
well.
A grown-ass man.
That's amazing.
Oh, no. Man, is that his job? You're not about to walk around here and call me my wife's maiden name.
Yeah, he kind of brought it on himself.
I wonder how he feels about that, though.
They're showing the crowd jumping up and down with a Packers jacket on.
Oh.
Yeah, that's still more disrespectful. That's even more disrespectful.
That's really disrespectful.
Simone Biles going
that's
into Soldier
that's
Field
really
with a Packers jacket on.
I wanted to see her like jumping
it was
up.
Her man's.
Like jumping up and down, sideline pass, all that.
She's not cheering for the team. She's cheering for her man's. That's about it. She doesn't care. As long as it said her man. It had her man's name on the back, right, didn't it?
Yeah. It had it was a Packer pick. Uniform.
Yeah, no. A totally misstep, yes. But, you know, she's lost.
Might be a good rain jacket.
Is it our four-time champ, Jared Sandler, attacking me? Is it Michael K.
Attacking you?
Yeah.
Look at that.
He's going to get one last shot in before this thing goes five times.
That's a good spin.
Is it Michael K. going after Jack Flaherty? Who's the Flaherty gentleman?
I think it's Flattery.
Flattery, yeah. Is it the pastor struggling with the word tribute? Or is it the Jonathan Owens touchdown
this
there?
This is all good.
I liked the Michael K. guy.
Ooh.
I mean, you're talking for 4 hours a day with your talk show. You're doing 3 hours of play-by-play. The guy wants to chat you up on the bus? Oh, my God. How many words do you think I got in this day?
Jeez. I'll be chatty tomorrow, all right?
Not today.
Give me the chance.
Sound like my woman.
Won't you, Lucius?
I guess I go with you and Sandler. Sandler's.
Zachary.
I believe that needs to be five time regardless.
Y'all need to have some of that background organ. Next time, good. Jared and Gavin get into an argument.
He'll join us at 6.
I'm going to go Michael K. No, Sandler's not on today.
Okay, that's right.
No Rangers today.
We'll talk to tomorrow.
In studio, actually, probably.
A lot of West Coast baseball.
Yeah.
I mean, you
may be missing out
on
baseball.
Talk about it enough, he'll pull up on us.
That's right.
That's true. He'll call.
He'll pull up here.
Brian.
What I need to vote for Michael K.
By a score of 3-2 and still your G-Bag of the Day champion, and now a five-time champion, immortalized and eligible for the G-Bag of the Year. It's Sandler with Dawson. Okay, best of the weekend coming up next, Chief.
Yes, we got a weekend takeout featuring two former Cowboys, and this guy really earned his paycheck yesterday. That's next year in the nation.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.